This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Mr. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming the charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing release of 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi said the first decision of the new government shows its commitment to the farmers' welfare. Prime Minister Modi said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in the times to come. The PM Kisan scheme was launched in 2019 with an aim to provide income support to all landholder farmer families across the country. The first meeting of the new Union Cabinet is expected to be held today. The meeting is likely to take place in the evening. Yesterday, President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office in secrecy to Prime Minister Narendra Modi along with the members of the new Council of Ministers at a function in Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi also met the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and Indian Ocean region who attended the swearing-in ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. News Services Division of Akashvani will broadcast an exclusive interview with Subodh Kumar Singh, Director General, National Testing Agency, on NEET Results 2024 in its daily program Surkhiyo Mein at 7:10 p.m. and Spotlight at 9:15 p.m. on Akashvani Gold 100.1 MHz. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM leader Prem Singh Tamang was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Sikkim along with his Council of Ministers in Gangtok today. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. The SKM leader took oath for the second term. In view of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area were closed today. The Election Commission has announced the schedule of by-elections to 13 assembly constituencies of 7 states. Of them, 4 assembly constituencies are in West Bengal, 3 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 in Uttarakhand and 1 each in Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Madhya Pradesh and Punjab. The Commission said the polling for these assembly constituencies will be held on the 10th of next month and counting will take place on the 13th of July. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has assured Delhi government that he will talk with Haryana government on releasing water from Yamuna into the national capital. Addressing the media after an emergency meeting today with Mr. Saxena on water scarcity, Delhi Water Minister Atishi noted that the city is yet to receive water from Himachal Pradesh as well. She said that Haryana is not releasing the water due to the alleged dispute with Himachal Pradesh. During the meeting, the minister also discussed various issues with regard to Delhi Jal Board, including shortage of staff and officers. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party today staged a protest outside the BJP's office in Delhi on the ongoing water crisis. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have launched a massive cordon and search operation in connection with terror attack on a passenger bus in Riyasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and several injured. A National Investigation Agency NIA team today reached the district and is coordinating with local police probing into the terror attack. The security forces are searching the area to track down the terrorist responsible for the attack. Terrorists opened fire at the bus which was on its way from the Shib Khori temple to the Mata Vaishno Devi shrine in Katra, causing it to veer off the road and fall into a deep gorge near the Teriyad village of the Poni area in Riyasi district. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has released stunning images of the sun captured by the Aditya L1 satellite during a major geomagnetic storm in May. The two remote sensing payloads, namely the Solar Ultraviolet Imaging Telescope, SUIT, and the Visible Emission Line Chronograph VLC, along with other payloads, captured these images from the Lagrange point in space. The images released by ISRO clearly show magnetically active regions with solar flares on the sun's surface. And that is the end of this news bulletin.